did Judas Iscariot lose his salvation? And the answer is no, because he never had it to begin with. Judas Iscariot was one of the 12 disciples who was with Jesus for 3 years. And the Bible actually says in Acts chapter number 1, in regards to Judas Iscariot, it tells us, "For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased the field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out." We know that Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus Christ and ultimately hanged himself, committed suicide. And he is often used as an example to those who believe you can lose your salvation as one who did. But this is a false teaching. This is not true. Judas Iscariot was never saved to begin with. First and foremost, because of the fact that once you have salvation, it's yours forever. You can never lose it. Salvation is eternal. That means it never ends. John chapter 5 and verse 24 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." So the Bible says that once we're saved, we've actually passed from death unto life. More specifically, unto eternal life. We have it from here on out forever. Now, with that being said, when we assess Judas Iscariot, whether he was saved or not, how do we know that he didn't lose his salvation? How do we know that, you know, he basically had trusted Christ, and because he betrayed Jesus, that's why he lost his salvation? Well, because of the fact that he never believed. The Bible actually says in John chapter number 6, in verse number 64, it says, "But there are some of you," Jesus speaking here, "but there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him." Folks, there's only one of the disciples who chose to betray Jesus who is known, who has the stigma of betraying Jesus Christ, and that is Judas Iscariot. And according to this verse, Jesus knew that that person didn't believe from the very start. And in fact, later on in the chapter, it says in verse number 70, "Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. So there you have it. Judas Iscariot didn't lose his salvation. He never had it to begin with. And in fact, there's only two people in the Bible that are referred to as the son of perdition, the son of hell, so to speak. And that is Judas Iscariot and the Antichrist of the end times Bible prophecy. You see, Judas Iscariot was not a saved person. He was actually your classic textbook false prophet. He was a foreshadowing of the Antichrist to come. And in fact, in 1 John chapter number 2, John, writing about false prophets, and more specifically Antichrist, he says this in verse number 18, "Little children, it is the last time, as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time." So he's saying there's going to come an Antichrist in the end, but even now there are many Antichrists. He says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." So there you have it. Judas Iscariot was not a saved person. He was actually a false prophet, Antichrist, devil, who did not believe from the very start. So just want to leave you with that, let you know that Judas Iscariot did not lose his salvation. He just didn't have it to begin with. God bless. Have a great one.